lawyer talk, taking on comments. I love the hate. I hate the love. Anyway, you get it. It surprises me sometimes the things that gets people really riled up. And this one has. So Ohio has passed something called House Bill 492, and it revises part of the Ohio Revised Code to include a statutory provision that says the police can ask a passenger to identify himself or herself during a traffic stop if they have reasonable suspicion of a violation, of a traffic violation. And I commented on this because I don't know that, first of all, I don't agree with this. I don't like it. You know, so believe me, I've been fighting on behalf of people charged with crimes for 31 years in court, cross-examining cops, challenging laws. I've been all the way up to the Ohio Supreme Court a couple times, and I'm knocking on the door of the U.S. Supreme Court trying to challenge some constitutionality of stuff. So please don't take this that I love all this stuff. I'm just delivering the news. But a couple of things people are getting a little bit confused about. There has to be reasonable suspicion, even under the laws written in Ohio. The cops still have to have reasonable suspicion. What does that mean? Well, it goes back to the definition in Terry versus Ohio that says a reasonable articulable suspicion that criminal activity is afoot, or some reasonable belief in this situation that a traffic violation has been committed. Now, how would a passenger commit a traffic violation? Typically no seatbelt. I think that's in the traffic code. So that makes it sort of dangerous to me. You know, if the cop says you're not wearing a seatbelt, I didn't see your seatbelt, give me your ID. It really is sort of a wide open gateway for the state or the police to do an end around what would normally be a Fourth Amendment problem. So we'll see how it unfolds. I've responded to some of these comments. Some I think are just worth talking about. Typical effing lawyer taking the side of the cop. His body language tells the whole story. All right. Mr. Lawyer, I don't know what state you were talking about, but as a passenger in a car in Oklahoma, you do not have to ID yourself. This traffic stop does not extend to passenger. Your information is wrong. And what's absurd is your interpretation of law. The only justification to ID a passenger is if the officer has reasonable articulable suspicion that the passenger has committed a crime or an infraction, and that same timeline applies. I agree. That's what the law says. But it's written in the law. So we're on the same page there, Oklahoma. Cops work for us, not the other way around. Learn respect. Can't argue with that. Dude, you need to learn how to stick to a subject. After your long-winded talk, I still have no effing idea what the law says. Criticism taken. I'll do better. Must be a cop. Unless the passenger isn't wearing a seatbelt or a suspect in a crime, he is not required to identify himself. I'm not a cop, and I agree. So maybe the clip didn't do the whole thing. Maybe we clipped it wrong. I don't know. Some says I don't answer the question. This advice is BS. Undercover FBI agent. I don't know if they're calling me an undercover FBI agent. I'm not. I've worked on cases where there are plenty of them, but I'm not an undercover FBI agent. Somebody asked, I think this is a legitimate question. Is it front seat only or all passengers? I think it applies to all passengers. That's a good question. And somebody says, look, I'm no lawyer. I'm just trying to be informed is all. What happened to the reasonable articulable suspicion for the passengers? It seems law enforcement officers are starting to be able to violate the fourth more and more these days. I agree. I think my problem with this law is that if a police officer just says, and far be it for me to think that police officers might say that a passenger wasn't wearing a seatbelt when they really were, but it opens up an avenue. All they have to do is say, look, no seatbelt. Ohio law says we can do it. I believe this is going to get challenged sooner or later, and hopefully I'm at the helm of it. I can challenge this law based on some circumstance where it's applied and they actually find some dope or something. In 3 minutes of watching this video, you know, I think most of this is probably because of the clip of the video, but look, you get the idea. One, I'm not a cop. Two, I don't think I'm an asshole. Three, I don't think I'm full of crap. Just trying to tell you what the law says. I love the comments, good and bad, folks. Thank you for listening. It really is. Even when it seems hateful, I don't mind. I like that people are at least creating a debate about some of these topics that I work with day in and day out. If you've got a question, you got a comment, please leave it. Lawyer Talk Off the Record on the air. By the way, we're sponsored by Circle 270 Media. Phenomenal. If you've got a podcast that you want, If you're in the Central Ohio area, even nationally, great podcast consultant. Check out Circle 270 Media. Brett over there will take care of you.